Well, good afternoon, everybody. We thank you for joining us again for another short devotional message. I grew up in the 1980s. I was born in the 1970s, the late 70s. And any young man around my age, born at that time, especially in Great Britain, will recognize immediately what this is behind me. It's not just a BMX. It's not just a bicycle. It's a rally burner. And quite a piece of apparatus. This one is a Mark 1 rally burner. It's got the little gusset on the frame, Skyway Tough wheels. It's got the laid back seat post with the shotgun seat, Diacomp brake levers. And anybody growing up in the 1980s, especially a young lad my age, this was the Christmas present of choice, probably around 1985, 86, 87, 88. Everybody my age wanted a rally burner, and there it is. But I suppose children nowadays, if you've got a 10-year-old nowadays and you mentioned a rally burner, they wouldn't have a clue, most of them, what you're talking about. If you showed it to them, they'd probably have very little interest in it, and especially whenever you lift it, because they're extremely heavy. But they're quite sought after by people like me who are a little bit nostalgic. But I suppose it just reminds us that things change. And fashions come and fashions go. And things that were once popular can lose their popularity and become defunct in many respects. And then you get a few people a little bit on in years thinking about their childhood days. And they look back and they're excited whenever they see something like this that reminds them of their childhood. But things are always changing. Fashions change. Trends change. Ideas change. We're living in a very transitory world where nothing really seems to stay the same. I was speaking to somebody just the other day, and they had attended a funeral service of a lady who was 102 years old whenever she died. She was born in 1919, and we were just remarking about the amazing changes that that lady would have seen and experienced and known in her lifetime. And we live in a world that is full of change. And sometimes change is difficult to cope with. But you know, the wonderful thing is about the gospel, it's good news for all generations. It's good news for all ages. The gospel that changed people's lives in the first century is still the gospel that can change people's lives today in the 21st century. And change can be hard to cope with. The passing of years brings changes. And sometimes we don't like changes. And a lot of changes aren't really for the better. But the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 8 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And the Bible says in the Old Testament concerning our God, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. God spoke to Moses whenever he called him to go to Egypt and to rescue the children of Israel. He spoke of himself as being the I Am, the eternally present, unchangeable God. And so whenever we think of this world that we're living in, approaching the end of another year, and perhaps the changes that 2022 will bring, it's wonderful to know the God who is the Rock of Ages, the one who never changes, the one who is ever faithful, the one who is ever wise, the one who is ever powerful and loving and merciful and mighty, the one who has promised to provide for the needs of all of his people. And sometimes whenever I look at this world and I see all of the changes, sometimes it can be very unsettling and it can be very worrying. But we need to get our eyes off these things and think about the God who never changes. And yet, whenever we think of our Saviour in the days of his flesh upon this earth, the crowd who cried out, Hosanna, one day, a few days later, were crying out, Crucify him. Man often changes with the tide of popular opinion, but the Word of God never changes, and the God of the Word never changes. Therefore, we can put our faith and trust in him, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God who has proved himself to be faithful, a friend that sticketh closer than a brother down through the centuries and down through the generations. The psalmist said, this God is our God. He will be our guide even unto death. Friends, I want to thank you for listening, and we trust that God will encourage you and bless you in these days. See you next time. Bye-bye.